There is always something going on at the Hayes Rec Commission. Director Roger Bixman stops by to talk about all of this month's activities on this edition of the Post Podcast. You guys have got some new programs going on down there, right?
We do. January 1 brings some new programs. Of course, we have New Year's resolutions for the fitness center. Everybody that wants to get in, maybe get a little bit more fit for the 2020 year and lose a little weight, just stop by our office or stop by the fitness center. Or call the fitness center at 785-623-2658. Some of our new programs, like a lot of kids programs, we got Little Picassos for 8 to 14 year olds, Penguins. Don't ask me what some of these classes are, but
okay.
Sound interesting.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, well, what penguins?
Yeah.
I want to know now.
I guess we're learning about penguins in this class. It's for 2 to 4 year olds with an adult. The Hunt, it's for 2 to 5 year olds with an adult. We have a schools out when there's a day, I think they either have early release or no school that day for 6 to 12-year-olds. It's called Cutthroat Kitchen that day. We have a big event coming up, Winter Wonderland. It's for mom and son fun night, just lots of different activities. And that's for 2 to 9-year-olds with an adult. Freaky Fridays, it's for 3 to 5-year-olds. That's Friday, January 24th. We have Messy Hands, 3 Billy Goat Guff, Wee Wigglers and Wiggles and Giggles classes, some gym classes.
Sorry. Wiggles and Giggles classes?
Wiggles and Giggles. It's a low motor activity type thing for just to get them out and moving into gyms. It's for 2-year-olds.
So. Okay, cool. Yeah. Cool. I like that.
A lot
that.
Of fun. So, and then we have an art and craft for little hands. That's for 2 to 4-year-olds with an adult. And of course, we have another middle school dance coming up. That's for all middle school students. This will be Friday, January 24th from 7 to 9 p.m. So those are some of the activities coming up in January. We extended our adult indoor soccer league. The deadline for that is January 15th. So if you want an at, give our office a call.
Perfect. You know, you mentioned it a little bit, the New Year's resolutions, because a lot of people, I think, have this intention when the new year starts is to get in better shape, eat better, you know, work out more. How, if they want to get involved with the Hayes Rec, how do they go about doing that? Like, do you guys have like a trial period? You go just kind of show up and check it out? How's that?
Yeah, work? We can, you know, you can just do a day pass and see if you like it. And, you know, you can talk to one of our fitness people out there and asking questions. Sometimes they'll even give a free trial out, you know, to see whether you like it or not. You can sign up by a month at a time. You can get a membership for 3 months, 6 months, or a year, whatever you want to do. Or you can pay daily and just see, you know, test it out and see if you like it. So,
okay.
And we also have personal training. So if you want personal training, you can talk to the staff about that as well.
Okay. Do you guys have, I know you do, but you want to share the website or phone number in case they wanted to reach you to check out a little bit about that?
Yeah. And I'm glad you mentioned the website. We're launching our new website. We've redeveloped it. And so that will come out here later today. And that's at hayesrec.org. And the phone number is 785-623-2650.
I was very excited. I was going to pull up the new website.
Not out yet. No,
yeah, this is still
it'll
the
be
old one.
Probably later today at some point in time. So,
all right. Well, I'm going to definitely have to keep an eye out that. And when we see it go live, I'll try to remember to share it on our KAYS Facebook page so people can take a look there as well.
Very good. Thank you.
I mean, not that the old website was bad.
Well, we got hacked about sometime in the fall, so we were in the process of already updating it anyway or changing it. So I just kind of pushed it up a little bit. So
sure. I think there was only one other thing we wanted to talk about before you take off here: gym schedules.
Yeah. So Biddy Basketball started our kids basketball program. So practices are in the evening, usually 5:30 to 8:30 ish, and you know, so make sure you go to the website and check out our open gym schedule. Before you come out, you know, it's been really busy with it being colder out. We get, you know, high school kids, junior high kids coming over after school, wanting to shoot around. So just check that gym schedule out. You know, we get pickleball players coming out and playing too. So just always refer to that open gym schedule if you want to see what gyms are open. So
you mentioned something in there that I want to hit you up on: pickleball. I'm hearing about this every, it just seems like I'm being inundated with pickleball. Everybody's playing it or talking about it. What is that?
Pickleball is kind of a mix between like table tennis and tennis, I guess you could say. But it's played with like a paddle. It's a ball that looks like a wiffle ball, basically. It's on a smaller court. So it's really a good sport to play, a lifetime leisure sport for people that are getting a little bit up there in age. It's can be played by all skill levels and by all ages. So it's really, I think it kicked off in the East Coast and the West Coast, and now it's kind of getting here. But we have open gym in the mornings, usually anytime from 8:30 or 9 till about 11. You can come out and play. And then we have an open gym program. It's just $1 on Wednesday evenings at 6:30 if you want to learn how to play as well. So it's a lot of fun. It's like on a 40 by 20 court. It's smaller than like a volleyball court by a little bit. So,
I'm going to have to, what I should do is just go down to the Hayes Rec, get myself a day pass and check it out and invite somebody to play some pickleball with me and teach me let me see it a little bit, I guess.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of fun. So good exercise.
Excellent. Well, we're about out of time. Anything else you wanted to share before you go?
Nope, just Happy New Year. And I'd like to thank all those coaches and volunteers that we have throughout the year. And hopefully 2020 brings us a lot more volunteers and all the instructors and sponsors for youth teams. I'd just like to thank all of them for their past support. Look forward to 2020.